back, heels down, butt up, and breathe. Then look at your hands, bend your knees, and step, or lightly, jump your feet all the way back up to your hands. Come to the halfway up position, look forward and elongate your spine. Then exhale, bow your head fully, top of the head reaching towards the floor. With a flat back, come all the way up, arms out to the sides. Watch your palms come together above you. And then bring the palms together at your heart for prayer position. The next pose that we're going to do is called the triangle. Start at the front of your mat in mountain pose. Take a breath. And then step your right foot back about 4 feet and turn your body to the right. Look down at your feet and turn the right toes out to the side 90 degrees so that it's parallel with the side of your mat. And at the same time, turn your left foot in 45 degrees like you are making the foot pigeon-toed. On an inhale, raise your arms up so that they're level with the floor. And on the exhale, hinge forward from your hips and place the right hand down onto the right ankle. The left hand points directly to the ceiling. Now that you're in the pose, I'm going to give you some tips on refining it while you keep breathing. Press down the base of the right big toe and on the outside of the left foot. This will create stability. The muscles in the legs should be engaged, so lift the kneecaps up. And another way to say that is to engage the quadriceps. Draw both shoulders back and away from the ears and see if you can try to look up. But if this puts a strain on the neck, then look down. Take one last exhale. Press down into the feet. And on the inhale, come all the way up to standing with your arms still out to the sides. Great. Now let's do side two. Keep your arms up as you switch sides with your feet. Mush the feet into the ground. Take a really big inhale to inflate your whole body, and on the exhale, reach out over the left leg. Reach as far as you can, lengthening the underside of your torso as you release the left hand down onto the left ankle, right hand up to the ceiling. There's a tendency in triangle pose for the butt to kind of stick out the back and the shoulders start collapsing forward, and this can put a strain on your spine. So try to scoop the tailbone in or squeeze your butt under so it lines up with your feet. Take the shoulders back so that your body ends up on one plane. And you can imagine that your back is against a wall. This guideline will really help you to find center. Turn and look up and then breathe. Take a moment to get into the feeling of triangle pose. Then exhale fully, and on the inhale, lead with the top hand to come back up. Release your arms down to the sides and come back to standing at the front of your mat in mountain pose. Get strong. We're going to practice warrior two. Begin in mountain pose. Step your right foot back behind you and turn your body to the right so that it is squared to the side. Stand with your feet 4.5 to 5 feet wide and reach your arms up until they are parallel to the floor. Turn your right foot out 90 degrees and your left foot in 45 degrees. See that your right second toe and heel are lined up to the arch or the middle of your back foot, so that your body is on one even plane. It's helpful to imagine that your back is against a wall to find the midline. Take a nice big inhale, and on the exhale, slowly bend your right knee, tracking it between the second and third toe. Do not let the knee collapse in.